The Forever War, Disc 4.
The maintenance crew managed to patch up the huge rip in the side of the Anniversary and to repressurize that section. We spent the rest of the day cleaning up the area, without, of course, disturbing any of the precious evidence for which the Commodore was willing to sacrifice his career. The hardest part was jettisoning the bodies. It wasn't so bad except for the ones whose suits had burst. I went to Estelle's cabin the next day, as soon as she was off duty. "It wouldn't serve any good purpose for you to see her now." Estelle sipped her drink, a mixture of ethyl alcohol, citric acid, and water, with a drop of some ester that approximated the aroma of orange rind. "Is she out of danger?" "Not for a couple of weeks. Let me explain." She set down her drink and rested her chin on interlaced fingers. "This sort of injury would be fairly routine under normal circumstances. Having replaced the lost blood, we'd simply sprinkle some magic powder into her abdominal cavity and paste her back up, have her hobbling around in a couple of days. But there are complications. Nobody's ever been injured in a pressure suit before. So far, nothing really unusual has cropped up, but we want to monitor her innards very closely for the next few days. Also, we were very concerned about peritonitis. You know what peritonitis is?" "Yes." "Well, vaguely." "Because a part of her intestine had ruptured under pressure. We didn't want to settle for normal prophylaxis because a lot of the contamination had impacted on the peritoneum under pressure. To play it safe, we completely sterilized the whole shebang, the abdominal cavity and her entire digestive system, from the duodenum south. Then, of course, we had to replace all of her normal intestinal flora, now dead, with a commercially prepared culture. Still standard procedure, but not normally called for unless the damage is more severe." "I see." And it was making me a little queasy. Doctors don't seem to realize that most of us are perfectly content not having to visualize ourselves as animated bags of skin filled with obscene glop. This in itself is enough reason not to see her for a couple of days. The changeover of intestinal flora has a pretty violent effect on the digestive system. Not dangerous, since she's under constant observation, but tiring and, well, embarrassing.